Good morning. My name is Stephen Schaub, and I'm the leader of the Fidgetal Revolution, as well as a master printer and principal at Indian Hill Image Works in Powlett, Vermont. The title of this audio blog is Growth Industry. It's very early in the morning, second day here of January 2008, and I am having my normal morning ritual. I come downstairs, I turn on the computer, you know, pound half a dozen shots of espresso, and yet, before I could even get to my second cup of espresso today, my eyes were wide open, to a degree with disbelief, to a degree with happiness, and a little bit to puzzlement. Under Yahoo, under their hot jobs for 2008, one of the big growth industries, according to this article, was in photography and imaging. And when I first saw it, I went, geez, you know, they're listing photography and graphic design and all sorts of imaging type jobs as the number 8 pick as, you know, areas that you might want to consider going into in this year, because there's obviously a big need and demand for this within our industry. And it got me thinking about all the photographers I know who went out of business in the end of 2007 and who are barely in business in the beginning of 2008. And the only thing I could come up with as an answer for this claim that photography is a growth industry is that, yes, it could be a growth industry provided you're willing to work for peanuts. This is not always the case. However, most photographers I know who are not in large urban areas, you know, like large cities like, you know, New York City or places like that, struggle to make a living as a photographer. I have conversations daily with photographers here in Vermont and across the United States who are all going, geez, you know, I gave a quote to a client and they said it was too expensive, or I gave a print quote to a client and they looked at me like I was crazy. So my feeling is, yes, there very well may be a market for photographers, but I'm not so sure it's a healthy market. I'm not so sure it's a market that is going to actually pay your bills. I was looking at where they were saying jobs for photographers lie. And the jobs lie at small newspapers, graphic design firms. They always, of course, mention the independent photographer. I think a lot of people outside of our industry have this sort of, you know, rosy view that, you know, oh, the life of an artist, you know, isn't it great? And like, yeah, there are wonderful perks to being an artist, but worrying how you're going to pay your health care at the end of the month is definitely not one of them. So it's just very interesting, though. And in some ways, though, I have to say I was very pleased to see that, you know, there is a need for photographers. I just wish that photographers were actually being paid for what their services were really worth. It seems to me that we seem to be one of these industries that artists in general, that, you know, people don't bat an eye going out and spending money on new clothes that they're going to wear for a year. People don't bat an eye paying a doctor or a lawyer for services, but art always seems to be one of those things that, you know, people are always trying to get the best possible deal. Hey, everybody wants the best possible deal there is. The problem is that, you know, at a certain point, the best possible deal is, you know, well, maybe I should go out of business because I can't afford to be in business. So what I'm going to propose is that I'm very pleased to see, once again, that photography is a growth industry. Yet I'd like to suggest that within our industry, we actually start charging what our work is really worth. You know, what is the living wage necessary to be a photographer in your area? If you sat down, and I have done this, and it's extremely sobering, and look at business expenses, look at, you know, your insurance, healthcare, basic operating expenses, if you're going to have an employee, that adds another whole nightmarish level, and sit down and figure out what your real world operating expenses are. And this is, you know, assuming that you're going to use really great materials. You know, if you're not quite sure what I mean by that, you know, definitely listen to my resolve to be an elitist New Year 2008 resolution. And if you put all that together, and then you figure out what the market in your area will bear in terms of hiring a photographer for, say, a wedding, a portrait, small product photography, it's very difficult. That's extremely difficult. And the one way that a lot of photographers manage to make any sort of money is they cut their fees and they cut their rates, and they basically end up cutting their own throats and the throats of other photographers. So in a lot of ways, I feel that we as photographers, if we want to actually have a growth industry, once again, need to charge what I would consider a living wage for what it means to be a photographer in your area. It seems to me also that, you know, recently in New York City and in LA, you know, they've had the screenwriters strike, you know, and all the people who worked in Broadway were on strike. And there is something nice about that. They all got together and said, you know what, they all belong to a union, of course, and or a guild, and they went on strike and said, you know what, we're not going to do this until we get more money, until we get a bigger share of the pie. And what's intriguing is if you sit back and look at the advertising world, while the photograph in a great many ways may be one of the key elements to a great advertising campaign or ad, in a great many cases, it's one of the least expensive elements. Between the graphic designers, art directors, people doing copy, you know, the photographer in a lot of cases is not the most prized possession in that advertising campaign. This is not always true, and obviously there are photographers who can command, you know, top billing across the board, but in a great many cases, the photography is something that either the advertising agency or the art director or the designer who's ever hiring you is really looking for the best bargain for their buck. You know, it almost reminds me of how the U.S. government does its billing. It's always done by lowest bid, not necessarily best bid, but lowest bid. And I think we as an industry have been in this trend of, well, just how low can I go? And that worries me. It worries me tremendously that we're putting ourselves out of business. So to recap, yes, I'm very glad that photography is a growth industry, but I think it's important that we make it a sustainable, healthy industry, and then we can let it grow. Have a great day.